This goes to Dr. Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I. Fax 866-419-3504. And Dr. Mander, M-A-N-D-E-R, fax 616-754-9152. Regarding Frank, last name is Wynn, W-Y-N-N, like November, date of birth 4-19 of 1964. Dear doctors, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Wynn, who was seen in consultation on September 7th of this year for stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and congestive heart failure. His wife is also with him for this visit. He has lost 10 pounds over the last 3 months, but he's doing well overall, according to his wife and himself. The only change with medication is Eliquis was switched to Coumadin, and that is being monitored. And he's not having any bleeding, known bleeding problems, according to the wife and patient. And he denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. He has dyspnea on exertion, and that is stable. None at rest, no chest pain or palpitations. He does have right-sided weakness from his previous stroke with expressive aphasia. No edema, and no significant rashes or bruises are noted. Physical exam, weight is 225 pounds, pulse 58, oxygen saturation is 94% on room air. Blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 110 over 80. His neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is irregular today. Heart is irregular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Pulse is in the 60s apically. Abdomen, no ascites, it's non-tender, and no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 11-13 of 2023. Creatinine is 1.47 with estimated GFR of 55. Calcium is 9.6. Electrolytes are normal. Hemoglobin 15.5 with normal white count and normal platelet levels. And assessment and plan, one, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with improved creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, two, congestive heart failure without exacerbation, three, hypertension is well controlled, four, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with warfarin. We've asked the patient to continue having lab studies done every 3 months, and he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 5 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.